You've been searching for answers, wandering in the dark, looking for that glimmer of light that resonates with your soul and spirit. As you step into this new era that some indigenous people refer to as the Rainbow Bridge, without a compass, without a guide, yet needing some help to navigate your way through this spiritual maze, look no further. We've got the map. The Searcher's Roadmap. Now here's your host for The Searcher's Roadmap, Rhonda Harris.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you're at. This is Rhonda Harrison from The Searcher's Roadmap, broadcasting live from Red Feather Lakes Village in Colorado. And today my guest is Augie Nost, and he has a wonderful book out that's a spiritual science book that is, I'm going to let him tell you more about it, but it's spiritual consciousness, higher consciousness, and thinking. And we're going to be talking about the idea of and the ability to be immortal. It's not just a, you know, fact. It's not a fiction anymore. It can happen. People are living longer and doing well. You know, he's an author of a book. He's been born and raised in Norway, and he's been in the United States for quite some time and has been a flight instructor and learned how to fly here in Colorado, and was a commercial pilot, business owner, paranormal researcher, to which he still is, publisher, and he's a student of the mind. And he has radio and TV talk shows and hosts and produces a lot of them himself for the universal consciousness. And with that, I'm going to bring Augie in. Hi, Augie.
Hello, hello. This is Augie. And I love being on your show again. This is going to be fun.
Yes, it is. So, you know, tell people a little bit about yourself, and then let's go into that subject of immortality and talk about that, since it's such a growing thing.
Yeah, I guess, you said about myself, this is just me, I guess, and the best thing to do is probably go on the internet and look me up, and my Facebook page is probably the best place to look. I placed my bio there, and it's a couple of three pages of stuff that I've been involved with over the years. And otherwise, yeah, I was born and raised in Europe, came to the U.S. to become a pilot, did that, became a commercial pilot, started a flight school with a partner, and I grew into an international air taxi and became designated as an air carrier. Did that for quite a few years, and then I ended up doing other things that involved paranormal research. I taught a mind development course for a while, which teaches you how to read at the rate of 50,000 to 75,000 words per minute. And I did a lot of other stuff. Ended up in Tucson, where I did a couple of TV shows, hosting and producing it. Had many radio shows over the last 20 years. And here I now I am. I wrote a couple of books, and one of them we're going to talk about tonight. For the title of the book is just plain and simple: Spiritual Science, Higher Consciousness Thinking, and How to Access the Universal Consciousness. And if you want to go to the website and look at what it's all about, then you can go to www.spiritual-sciences.net. Spiritual-sciences.net. And there is probably somewhere around 50 different subjects listed on the back of it, which if you are listening to this show, you probably would be interested in about 98% of it. Because there is some, everything is outside of the box, and I've been living outside of the box for quite a while. In fact, I joke about it. I tell people I am so far outside of the box, I don't even know where the box is anymore. So it could get interesting. Now, tonight, though, I guess we're going to talk about immortality. it is a concept that, gosh, nobody really understands what it is. And, of course, I am not so sure that it is even within the definition. You know, immortality, that means living for millions of years. I've never thought of it that way before, but God knows, would you even want to? By the time you got about 700,000-800,000 years into it, you'd be pretty bored if you have to go to work every day. Think about how bored you are now, some of you. Would you do that for another 800,000 years? No, maybe not. I think immortality is not for everybody. It is for the ones that have something exciting, have a mission about for good. Somebody that is actually doing something good for themselves and for the community, for mankind, and for ever else that they think is important in their life. And the definition of immortality is just plain and simple, not ever die.
Hmm.
No, well, I made up that definition, but it's pretty much what it is. And think about it. Living that long, I don't know if it's possible, because sooner or later you'll end up in an accident. You step in front of a bus, and then, hey, you're on your own. Or if you're going down the road and a swarm of bees catch up with you, yeah, you could probably die, even though you might have done what it takes, and medical science now prove is possible, to become immortal. So it is kind of an ambiguous term, but it is there. And tonight I'm going to prove that medical science has found it. And it actually is pretty simple to do.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to have to ease into this one, because if you are one of those people out there that is more nuts and bolts than on the spiritual side, if I start telling you right away about how this goes on, then you're going to say, okay, what's on the other station? Well, no, don't touch that dial, because this is going to be something that everybody can do. And in the process of doing, they will also get rid of all age-related diseases. I don't care what it is. Because if you start de-aging, or youthing, as some people call it, then all those things that you gained negatively because of age will also go away. And it is very possible. In fact, the Nobel Prize was given 6 years ago to a team of doctors that discovered an enzyme that reverses the aging process. And nobody knows about it. Well, I can understand why, and I'm sure you do too if you think a little deeper. What do you think would happen to Social Security and everybody's pension program if people quit dying?
Exactly.
See?
Put them out of work.
It'll collapse the program. So now we got to figure out, first of all, what is it? How can this be done? Do we want to do it in the first place? And then what are we going to do if we are going to become one of those people? Immortality is a fairly new concept. Become real. It's been the dream of everybody since the beginning of time. But now it is there. Medical science has found it. Mental science has found it, different method. Spiritual science has known about it for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
So now, let me ease into this a little bit. The humans, they have the capacity for old age. We know that. In the mid-1930s, National Geographic went into a tribe in South America, right on the shores of Lake Titicaca, and they found that a lot of people in that village were around 130 years old, some of them much older. Well, how could that be? Well, down there, The reason they became so old is because everybody there was convinced they could not die, for one thing, and then they drank the glacier milk coming out from underneath the ice, and that had a lot of minerals in it. It had all the minerals that the body need to stay healthy. And, of course, they ate off the land. And that gave them the capacity to live 130 years old or more. And that kind of makes sense. Now, there is another incident, and that comes from a Chinese university professor that came to New York in the mid-1950s. He came on an exchange program from China to the United States. At the same time, a U.S. university professor went to China, to Peking at that time, which was the name of Beijing now. And there was they talked at universities about cultural differences, and they were trying to develop a little closer relationship and understanding of each other's countries, which God knows they sure needed back in the 1950s. So the guy that came to New York from China, he went out one evening with some colleagues to have dinner. He got food poisoning and died. And then, of course, they started to looked at his passport and his papers and stuff, and the coroner found out that, no, this can't be right. The guy is 154 years old. So they talked to the ambassador, and the ambassador told him, yeah, that's true. He is 154 years old. So what's the problem? And they said, that can't be. Nobody's that old. And why? How can that happen? The ambassador told them, well, first of all, he believed he could not die. And for the second, the only thing he normally ate was Chinese berries and herbs. And I have found out what those herbs was. Do you want to know?
Yeah, I want to know.
Okay. First of all, he brought it with him from China, so that was mostly his diet while he even was in New York. So I don't even understand why he went out and had dinner with the colleagues there and had cooked food, because it's not very good for you. But some of those herbs were, I'm going to read it here, and you can look it up later. So those of you out there that want to know what this is, grab a pencil and a piece of paper and write it down, because you can go to your health food store and you can get these things. And then you start eating it. And, of course, it has to be that. Don't go out and eat pizza and expect to have a lot of benefit from that. You got to stay with these things.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, it's something called Ling Shi. Then he ate goji berries.
Mm-hmm.
And wild ginseng. He also took He Shou Vu. And Go to Cola. And the most important one, astragalus. And I'm going to spell that one, because this is the important one. And you're going to understand later when I explain it. That's A-S-T-R-A-G-A-L-U-S. Now, when he took these herbs, he was a very slender man, 154 years old. But he looked like he was back, somewhere around 50 to 60, and in good shape. So we know there is something here that is totally out of tune with the Western thinking. Now, what happened to this guy when he came to New York, but he came into a totally different environment, a toxic environment, and an environment where we eat the food that is basically fatal. And that's the cooked food. The human condition, or the human body, is not designed to eat cooked food. You've never seen a monkey running through the treetops with a hibachi on his back, have you? No.
No.
We're not meant to eat cooked food, but we do. Because it tastes better sometimes, and, well, I don't know. It's probably one of those things that we started doing and thought it was good for us because somebody told us it was. Now, I found another Chinese gentleman that was very old. He was a martial art master. And believe it or not, he was 256 years old, and that was confirmed with Chinese documents upon his death just a few years ago when he got caught up in an accident, and he got killed in an accident. And the government confirmed, yes, that is his age, because they could trace him all the way back to his birth in written records. And 256 years old. Now, he had been around in that village for almost all that time. And they also said in the document that I read on that, the translation of it, that his master in the martial art was over 500 years old. So that was not verified by government document. That is what was said in that document, that the people locally said that was his master. So now we're getting puzzled. How does this all happen? Well, there is even people further back than that, and that is in written records. The Sumerian tablets talk about people being around for hundreds of thousands of years. It is written records that is written thousands of years before the Bible was even thought of. And there is one particular man. His name was Enlil. His wife was Ninma. And they are the ones that created man from a creature that already existed. And they took that creature, they took a sample from the creature. They took the two. This is written in the Sumerian tablets, in these old written records. They took the two twisted ropes of life, and they gave of their substance to added to it. But they took away the ability for long life and knowing what is in the other man's mind when they created man. So in other words, when they created humans, they took away immortality and they took away mental telepathy. And that makes sense. If you look at the two strands of the ropes of life there, or the double helix, which we have the name for it, 90% or more of it is junk DNA. A lot of that stuff was taken out. So this term that God makes no junk, that is total lie, because he left a whole bunch of junk DNA behind. You see those, on those two, the double helix there, there's fingers sticking out, that is going somewhere, but it is not attached to something. It was attached to something, otherwise it wouldn't be sticking out there. And now what we see in the indigo children is that those junk DNAs start attaching themselves to things. Things are already being built, and it's attaching to other things on the double helix. And that's why these indigo children are starting to get abilities that regular Joe Blow and Harry Hohandel don't have.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're getting phenomenal intuition. They're starting to be able to manipulate things by levitation and things like that by the power of the mind. And this has been proven now. There's a lot of research done on this, so these are facts.
Mm-hmm.
And when it comes to these people, Enlil and Ninma, they were the Anunnaki. And the Sumerian tablets, they speak very lengthy on these Anunnaki that came from this planet called Nibiru. And that is actually a solar system, because there's a brown dwarf, and they speak of this also in the tablets. It is in solar orbit, in our solar system, but it is in an elliptical orbit that goes into the solar system between the fourth and the fifth planet, and then goes down at a 30-degree angle, going out, way outside of Pluto, and then comes back in again every 3,600, and I found the more accurate is 3,660 years. And it is now on its way back in again. And these are not fictitious statements either, because in 1984 I have three newspaper articles from Chicago Tribune and two others that say astronomers, they have found a big planetary object right at the edge of the solar system, and they wonder, what is it? There were 2 days, there were articles about this, and then it suddenly went black. Nothing more written about it. Because this is that planet Nibiru coming back into the solar system.
Hmm.
Now, I've run the numbers on this. You know, you see on the internet now, oh, it's going to be here in April next year, and so no, it's not. But the other things coming around, but not that. I ran the numbers on it, and I'm figuring it's going to be somewhere around 375 to about 400 years before it shows up in where it can hurt us. Because every time it comes around to the inner part of the solar system, we have all kinds of nasty stuff happen, because the gravitational force from this planet that is about at least five times the size of Earth, that is so strong that the Earth crust is buckling and moving, and that creates breaches. You have volcanic eruptions happening. You have ice falling off the South Pole. And that is to happen right about 12,500 years ago, when the flood, Noah's flood, you ask Noah and he knows all about it. That's what happened when a huge ice shell fell off the South Polar region and created tsunami that went all the way around the world, and it went straight north and washed out the Middle East. They were several thousand foot tall, that tsunami that came. And that is also written about in the later part of the Sumerian tablets. Those tablets are written all the way up to about 3000 AD, before BC, before Christ, back to about 35,000. So it is all there in written records. And these people that came from that other planet, they never died. Because of two reasons. They had the ability for long life, and they also ate a substance. It was a white powder. In the Bible, they refer to it as the food of the gods. It settles on the dew in the morning. And we have now found how to make this. In fact, I was taking it for a good period of time, and I had some very, very strange and nice experiences from it. And this white powder, it's the called the white powdered gold. And there is a way to take it and use it. And there is, you can look up on the internet, find Google Ormus, O-R-M-U-S, Ormus, and you will get an eyeful for some of the things that happens to people and animals that takes this substance. One incident of a good friend of mine, he gave it to his cat. Well, the trick is that several years earlier, the cat had gotten in somewhere and got her tail cut off. After the cat started taking this white powdered gold, in about a year's time, the cat regrew the tail. And people start taking it and take the white powdered gold and rub it on their face. Wrinkles go away and they start feeling younger, having more energy. And also they start getting more intuitive and start developing more spiritual insight. That's what happened to me.
Wow.
So that's another thing that actually happens. And it will lead to immortality. So now, we can go to what present-day science say about immortality. That is plain and simple. 6 years ago, in 2009, the Nobel Prize was given to a team of doctors, three doctors, that discovered an enzyme that reverses the aging process. And that is so amazing. It should have been the most talked about and most communicated health news in the last 1,000 years. But nobody knows about it. Very few people know about it. There is probably less than 0.001% that knows about it. People that read the Lancet, which is a medical journal, or the New England Journal of Medicine, those are doctors usually that read that. They know about it, but God knows they're not going to tell you. Now, they might use it themselves, because it's so recent.
Yeah.
That you don't really start seeing the long-term effect of using this enzyme yet. Though you see some minor things, that wrinkles going away and you start getting more energy and you start, you know, if you had diabetes, that'll go away. And if you had, let's say, other things, those things will go away too, because when you start becoming younger, you also lose all the effects that comes along with aging. And some of those effects are diseases that you catch because of lesser resistance to disease. So once you start taking this enzyme, then the age-related diseases seems to go away. And this enzyme, it is available, but before I tell you what the enzyme is, let me also tell you something else. There's a Chinese herb that does the same thing. And I've already told you which one that is. Astragalus. Now let me tell you why. Because there's another book I'm going to tell you about. That book is called How to Reprogram Your DNA for Optimum Health. This is written by a lady called Adele Labrec. And these are doctors speaking about the latest research on this particular enzyme. And on page 99 of this book, let me go to the, because I'm going to read something out of it that These are not my words now. These are doctors talking about this. Because when there is something good like this, pharmaceutical companies will usually try to duplicate it. Because, you know, a natural substance like this enzyme cannot be patented. So a pharmaceutical company cannot patent it. In other words, they can't make any extravagant money on it. Because people can go to the health food store probably, and I'm not so sure this enzyme is in the health food store, because I think it is on the outside, though there is a place you can get it. But this astragalus, it says here that there is a pharmaceutical company, it's called Geron Corporation, and the company, sub-company of that corporation is TA Sciences, which was an integral part of the Geron Corporation. They made this drug called TA-65. And the manufacturer claims it turns on the gene that makes this enzyme, and the name of the enzyme is called telomerase. TELOMERASE. And see, the thing is, when you are younger, all the way up into you, probably in your mid-20s. Oh, I heard some noise here. Are we still on?
Yeah, we're still on.
Hello? Okay.
I'm here.
Yeah, in your youth, there's enough of this enzyme being produced in your body to be able to keep the body young and healthy by replicating the cells in the body. As you get older, what happens is that the telomeres at the end of the chromosomes, they start getting shorter. Because for every time every cell in your body duplicates itself or split off a new cell, these telomeres get just a little bit shorter every time. All the way to the point, when you get older, it has duplicated these cells so many times that the telomeres at the end of the chromosomes are so short that they can no longer hold the chromosome together. It starts fraying at the ends. And when that happens, the cell is no longer able to replicate itself. So now you get stuck with old cells in the body that is just sitting there. Though after a while they are slowly washed out through the lymph system, but it takes a lot longer, so you end up with old cells that is degrading, and that is what causes aging. So what do we do to change that picture? We either take this telomerase so we can get an infusion of telomerase in the body. Or we take TA-65, that is, which is a drug created by the Geron Corporation, which actually now this drug can be subscribed by doctors. We haven't heard of any doctors really doing this unless they are told to do so by the patient, because they don't want to let the cat out of the bag, basically. Because remember what I said earlier, if people quit dying, what would happen to Social Security? All right, here goes the word. There is a conspiracy by the medical association and the doctors to not deal with this issue. Allow nature as it has been for thousands of years to run its course with people. That is basically it. And of course, there is another reason. If we go back to the Earth Population Summit in Egypt, Cairo, Egypt, in 1994, where 184 countries participated with their one delegate, they decided that in order to be able to maintain Earth in a livable condition, they have to and they must decrease population of Earth to 800,000 people by 2025. So, with other words, either they are planning to kill off most of Earth's population or decrease the population by about over 6 billion people by 2025. I know this sounds ridiculous, but that's the decision that was made. And folks, that's why we have chemtrails. That's why we have all these pending pandemics that they're saying, oh, it's coming, you're going to die. So if you keep your immune system strong and you keep doing some of these things that will keep you alive, you may not have to worry about these things, but the ones that don't, they may have a different future. Now, this TA
dash food. Then.
I know it. It is. It's brutal, but it is there, and it is in their own writing. This is what they said they were gonna do.
Yeah.
So
just like with all the GMOs.
Oh, absolutely. That's part of it, and it's a profit-making way of doing away with the masses. But on the other hand, this TA-65, it's a very effective drug, though it is quite expensive. Much more expensive than the real enzyme or astragalus. It says here, actually, on, I'm going to read this last section. You can use this TA-65 or they have done medical research that found that astragalus do the same thing. And here's the last section on page 100 of that particular chapter. I'm going to read it to you. Ultimately, however, there is no evidence that this proprietary medicinal formulation of TA-65 would impact telomerase production and any different than a high-quality astragalus supplement. Astragalus is a very reasonable, very cheap actually, Chinese herb. And what it says here, it didn't say the whole thing. It says you got to take it in high doses and spread it out over the day, in the morning, maybe 10 o'clock, maybe 2 in the afternoon, maybe 5 in the afternoon, and when you go to bed at 10 o'clock, or if you're like me, you stay up till midnight to take it before you go to bed. And I get it from a place in Colorado, an online herb store. If you go to the health food store, you can probably get a 120 capsules for about maybe $20 or somewhere around. I get it from a place where I pay $8 for it, and that comes from a place in Colorado called Piping Rock. And that's pipingrock.com. Technically, to maintain, that is probably a month's supply. Maybe not quite that. So I think you should double up or maybe triple up that amount. Because they do say in the high doses. And from what I also read, and of course I'm not doing any medical advice here. This is just what I do, I'm telling you. Double or triple up on it. That's what I do. And I don't feel any different than I otherwise, because I do some other things too to, stay young and have a lot of energy. So this is something to think about. There is something that a martial art master told me decades ago. He said, if you do this one thing, and you never will be sick in your life. And I've done that. And I've never been sick in my life. Well, except for when I was 7 years old, my mom took me to the hospital and took my tonsils out. But it wasn't my idea. And I didn't feel like I was sick. There was somebody told her that you got to take his tonsils out. But otherwise, I've never been in the hospital, never had a medication, and I'm 69. I'm doing okay so far. But this martial art master told me, in order to stay healthy all the time, flood the blood with oxygen. And you can do that by taking hydrogen peroxide, a few drops every day. That'll help, but it is not as effective as what I do. And that is, I hyperventilate. I sit down and I meditate before, so I have a good conscience about it, and then I take 20 deep breaths till I get dizzy. And then I breathe until the dizziness starts going away. And then I take more breaths again until I get dizzy again. And by doing this, I flood the blood with oxygen. The oxygen gets in the blood, and you know the blood gets everywhere in the body. And the Nobel Prize was given in the 1960s for Dr. Warburg that discovered that no bacteria or virus can live in a heavy oxygenated environment. So when you flood the blood with oxygen, that gets everywhere in the body, it'll start killing off the bacteria and the virus in the body where the blood reaches it. Now, here again, this is not medical advice. This is just something that I have seen. There are people that have cured real severe diseases with this type of hyperventilation, together with mental images of healthy organs. Now, that's something to think about.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, when I go to sleep at night, I also put myself in a cocoon of bright white light, and that's how I fall asleep. I've been doing that for decades, and that helps to rebuild the body while I sleep. So these are just some of the things that we can do. And we can do like the Chinese did with all these herbs and berries, especially astragalus. Now, I'm not so sure the hyperventilation and my cocoon of light, that is not going to create immortality. But it will keep you healthy and rebuild the body to a point. And that is something that, if you start doing these things, you're going to be a lot healthier. But this enzyme of the, the TA-65 or the enzyme, it very well could create a situation where you start de-aging or youthing is what they call it. When that starts happening, you will see it. Because, I mean, if you have, what is it called at the next to the, crow's feet, that's right, around your eyes. Those things start going away. Skin starts looking younger. And the thing about wrinkled skin, that tells you what's on the surface, but you wrinkle on the inside too. So, also it starts straightening out the whole body. It becomes younger because you have younger cells. And then you have ormus. Once you start Googling and finding out more about ormus, and if you start making it, which is very simple to do, you'll find the formulas on the internet. then you're going to see some things happening exactly the same way. It starts using you. I have an example of this. A very good friend of mine in Tucson, he, about 3 years ago, he broke his neck. He fell off a mountain, or a big rock on a mountain here in Tucson, and broke his neck, and he was laying there for several hours, but he was brought to the hospital, and they stuck all kinds of steel rods in his neck. So he looked okay, but his neck don't turn much, and he, when they put that all together, they didn't quite get it right. His hands and his fingers were tingling, and they didn't work quite right. That's been like that for 3 years for him. He started to take the Ormus, and in a matter of a few weeks, 2 or 3 weeks, the tingling went away, and his fingers are working. So it rebuilt the nervous system. And I know old medical science says that nerve cells don't replenish themselves. Oh, yes, they do. There's new medical science saying that it does. The nerve cells were rebuilt, so the hands now are working and the tingling went away. And for those of you out there that is having some real health challenges, start doing your own research. Don't take my word for it, because there is an old saying that there is no book that has all the knowledge in it, and no man has all the truth. And that goes for me too. Sooner or later, I'm going to write about something that is not right. I'm going to talk about something that is only a rumor that was not confirmed, and I believed it was. It could happen.
Mm-hmm.
So keep that in mind. Do your own research. And when your doctor come and tell you this is a really serious situation, if you don't like what he tells you, go to another doctor, get a second opinion. And then, whatever that second opinion is, go on the internet and research what the doctor said. Go to New England Journal of Medicine. There's an awful lot of medical research there that talks about cures. The problem is that the word cure has been copyrighted by the American Medical Association, so nobody can use it. There's only treatment now. It is illegal to cure anybody. There is only treatment.
Mm-hmm.
Now, where does that lead us? It leads us down. We become a cash cow for the medical system. If you get cancer and go through chemo, the protocol for that is about $300,000 to $500,000 for the chemo and medical treatment for the next several years. Even though there is all kinds of different methods you can read about in the New England Journal of Medicine and also Lancet out of England, they talk about cures. Baking soda cures cancer.
Mm-hmm.
There's all kinds of things on the internet showing that. And that's not me saying it. I'm reporting that what it says on what you show on the internet, YouTube and places like that. So there is other methods. So when you get bad news, don't take it for face value. Go research it and find your own truth. I tell you though, I'm known to giving doctors a hard time, and I know it is not fair, because if I break my leg, I'm going to go see a doctor, I'll tell you that. I'm not going to go to an herbalist or a chiropractor. Well, I might go to a chiropractor before I go to the doctor, but I'm going to end up with the doctor. He's going to set it. If I cut my finger off, I'm going to go to a doctor, because herbs don't do it. But you give the doctor a scalpel, and they can do miracles. Medical science has gotten so far today that even if we told somebody 20 years ago that this is possible, they told you to go home, you're a lying piece of dung. They wouldn't believe you. But now, today, we're doing it. at the same thing, we need to look at Eastern medicine, because there are things there that we need to look at, because there are methods and cures that is poo-pooed in the West. There is another thing that you should look into, and that is something that for people that have medical challenges. There is a special formula of nutrition that supports good health. And this one here is also in the same book about how to reprogram your DNA. I'm going to mention this, and then I'm going to tell you how you can do all these things that I talk about by using your mind, by tapping into your mind and the universal mind. This is a nutritional formula. They talk about take choline, methionine, vitamin B12, vitamin B6, folic acid, trimethylglycine, and that's TMG, short for that. And then you have something called SAM and small e. The SAME, that is one of the most important methylating agents in the body. There's several molecules that supply methyl groups to the DNA. But SAM, S-A-M, small e, is by far the most active methyl donor. Inadequate level of this molecule brings the methylation process to a screeching halt. With other words, the two-strand helix will not develop correctly, and you will be turning off the health markers that keep you healthy. And then, of course, you got to have several other things that come in addition to that. Magnesium is one of them. What I read in books everywhere is that you need twice the amount of magnesium together with calcium in order to not have arthritis. And then we're getting to the end here, but let me talk just a little bit about what we can do with our mind to turn on the good genes that keep us healthy and turn off the bad ones. There is, when they did the genome project, they found there is such a thing as a terminator gene. Actually, it's not a specific gene, it is an effect of a gene, because the pituitary gland is allowed to degrade and dry up. And there's a gene that causes that. And that is what causes aging and the degrading of the telomeres, because the telomerase is produced in the pituitary. So when we sit down in meditation, and meditation is almost a must in order to get this to work, you got to meditate and sit there and think about healthy organs. Visualize yourself as you were at the age of 18. When you visualize yourself at the age of 18, you start bringing the present holographic body that you have back to that age, and that starts turning on the genes that were active at that time, good ones, and turning off the ones that is now active and being the bad ones. Visualize yourself at a younger age, and that will help you do the things that you need to become more like that. Thank you. Would this make any more sense? Does it make sense?
It makes total sense, and it's funny because I have a 106-year-old grandfather who's still alive and is quite vital still.
Oh, boy. You are breaking up
and
pretty bad there.
He's never taken an antibiotic.
Yeah. I heard that.
And, or any type of prescription medication. All he's ever done is supplements and chi machines and stuff like that.
Yeah. How old is he now?
He's 106.
Wow.
And he's been in a nursing home for over a year where, you know, usually the flu and pneumonia and stuff like that are rampant and usually take people out pretty quick. He's been there for over a year and he's never caught anything. Not even a cold.
Wow. Well, then I understand that the only thing he had that was bad was an occasional hangover, maybe, huh?
No, not even that. He wasn't a drinker, wasn't a smoker, nothing. He just, you know, his legs had given out on him, and he fell and was on the floor for 16 hours because he wasn't able to get up by himself. And so they, you know, they wanted to put a pacemaker in. And he was 105. It's like, wait a minute. Why do surgery on him when he's never even been in a hospital before? You know, let's just let things go, you know? And he's been fine. And, you know, he does quite well and doesn't have any problems and still runs around in the wheelchair all over the place and races the nurse to the dining room. You know, and he's, you know, quite alert.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, he maybe need more. Weird. He may need some more exercise.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's the one thing that he's lacking.
Yeah, he needs that.
Yeah. And then I broke my back, what was it, 6 months ago, Augie? And, in that amount of time, I've gone off, I don't know, 10 or 15 prescriptions. I've gone off a total of 28 in the last year and a half. And the doctors are scratching their heads going, you're supposed to be walking with a walker or in a wheelchair or a cane or something, and you're not doing any of that, and your blood looks better than we've seen it probably in 10 years. What are you doing different? And I said, not taking your guys so seriously anymore. And I talked to shamans and healers and universal mind people and consciousness people every day for the last year and a half. And I'd say that's what changed things, you know, is the mindset.
Boy, oh boy, there, listen to this, folks, what you just said. This testimony is much better than whatever I have told you for the last hour. This is what happens when you start looking outside the box and looking for solutions.
Yeah, because I've gone off of all pulmonary meds, to which most people know that when you have asthma, you're usually hooked to meds and inhalers and nose sprays for the rest of your life. And I haven't been on any for a year. And my pulmonologist is like, you came to me as a serious asthmatic, and now he goes, I can't even consider you a mild asthmatic. And he goes, and if my colleague saw that you weren't taking steroids and stuff, I said, I'm sorry, but I'm not taking your drugs anymore. You know, I do my didgeridoo. Yeah. It changed a lot in my breathing. And I said, that's what works for me.
That's
but
phenomenal.
We're at the end of our hour. Listeners, if you want to re-listen to this so that you can take notes, you know, make, you know, little signs for yourself as to, you know, don't take this today, you know, or try not taking this, or you know, you want to try some of these herbs. Because that's
you
the other thing is,
again.
I mean, I've gone on a pretty big herbal regimen to which I wasn't on, you know, and you know, some of the stuff you mentioned is the stuff I'm taking.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm just like going, okay, well, I think I've got the right answer now.
Yeah. Well, I guess we're down to the end of the show, aren't we? So maybe I should mention
that website
again for people.
Yeah, do.
And in order to get the rest of the story on anything from miracles to how humans were created and immortality and how the universe worked, go to this website and find out about the rest of the story, and that is www.spiritual-sciences.net. And the title of the book is Spiritual Sciences, Higher Consciousness Thinking, and How to Access the Universal Consciousness.
Thank you so much, Augie, for being on the show today. We'll have to do it again in a couple of months, and we'll, you know, blow some more people away.
Well, we'll find something to talk about.
Exactly. But we're at the end of the hour, so I will talk to you later, and you have a wonderful Independence Day, everyone in the United States, and celebrate the day and the week the way you need to, wherever you're at, and we'll see you again next week. Have a wonderful week. Bye.
Bye now.